Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hi, Ben. That is such a good thing to hear, doesn't it? I mean, Ben, I've been saving this moment to tell everybody that, yes, we're playing golf again, and it feels so good. Of course, we started yesterday, and I got tee times at Poipu opening on the 7th. We've got tee times on the Big Island at Makalei, 9:40, 11 o'clock, 11:15, Keahuna, 8:12, 9:12, 10:12, and 11:12. That's all on Kauai. Oahu, Kapolei has an 8:36 and a 12:10. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has an 8:42, a 10:10, 11:42. Bayview Golf Course has an 8:30, 9:20, 10:08, and noon. And just a big reminder, everybody, we are playing under the rules put together by the PGA of America for its three pages of procedures for reintroduction to the game and the business of golf. And please follow all of the rules. Have a great time. Enjoy yourself. Get some good exercise. But play by the rules. Sometimes they'll say just one cart per person or one person in each cart, unless it's a family. You know, you want to keep your distance, your 6 feet distance. No touching of the flag stick. The hole's been modified, so it's not going to drop all the way in. Don't touch anyone's equipment. You're not supposed to anyway, but I know you want to be friendly and pass a club. No, do not do that. Don't touch other people's equipment. And just enjoy yourselves. It's going to be great on the golf course. And a great time to be had by all. We're going to have Jerry Folds, Golf Channel on-course reporter, and Karen Stubbles, major championship winner, 2004 Women's British Open held at Sunningdale. And, of course, Golf Channel on-course reporter in the booth live after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Let's bring Jerry Folds, Golf Channel's on-course reporter and consummate baker, and Karen Stubbles, also on-course reporter, also in the tower, in the booth, live co-host during LPGA coverage. You know, I think she's really got an incredible career ahead of her as member of the Home Improvement Force, Home Improvement Champion Gardener, Back 40 Prairie Keeper, and Par 3 Creator. Welcome into the clubhouse, Karen and Jerry.
Hey, Danielle. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Pleasure to be with you, Molly.
It's so good to hear your voices, and I've been following, if you can, you got to check out Jerry Folds Golf Channel, GC. It's on Twitter, and you'll see the exploits of Jerry and Karen over this time. I, you know, Karen, I'm surprised you've survived the diet. Looking at this very modern family on Twitter, since late March, we've been treated to creations from Jerry, like deep-fried, double-stuffed Oreos, home-cooked pizza, right? Home-baked bread, Cajun bread, no less. He's very proud of his homemade naan bread, I hear. Right?
It's very good.
Very good, too.
He's added something else to his arsenal yesterday. He added funnel cake.
Oh, I love it. But I don't think anything takes it. I mean, the spam and cheese ball, all deep fried.
All deep fried, exactly.
It's our dog's favorite. We got to keep baking them.
Well, of course it's the dog's favorite. And the homemade donuts, those must have been a real challenge.
Well, Jerry has taken it all in his stride. He found it kind of easy, and as long as it's frying something, he's right at home with it. And we even actually got a better fryer because of the amount of use the old one was getting.
Yeah, I didn't know it. I mean, I hadn't turned on an oven in my life till 5 weeks ago, and now I'm Betty Crocker.
Well, this is, you know, it's a wonderful time to watch you baking. And Karen, you're like unbelievable. You're digging up the old planter along your home and replanting everything. You're building a gym, your own gym, and you're on the, well, it's going to be a par three course along the pond.
Yeah, I don't know really why. I think I enjoy the instant gratification that you get from mowing grass and turning something that looked pretty ugly into something that looks pretty nice. And I think that the whole digging and putting things out, really, and putting weeds out and doing that kind of stuff appeals to my stubborn side. And particularly when you get those deep roots that don't want to come out, and I just kind of get stuck in and really make it work. But it is a lot of fun for me to get out and to do something and to make our house and our garden look nice, and it's fun. But the par three course, what I've discovered is that the grass grows really quickly. So it grows quicker than I can do it at the moment with just a staff of one. Now, if I could pull Jerry away from the kitchen every once in a while, and then the par three course could get quicker.
I would do a lot more of the yard work, but I feel it's just so empowering from a gender neutral standpoint to let you do it all. I just think I'm doing my small part to improve society.
Yeah. Women power, yes. Yeah, it's really something. You did ask her to stop because you're tired of hauling rocks. What's that project?
She's invented four new rock projects. A yard of white rocks is 40 pounds times 54 bags, or you get a load of it dumped in the driveway that I have to shovel to get it where she wants. So, yeah, I've cut her off on the rock purchasing from now on, because we basically everything that we could put rocks and bricks down on, she has done. And in the process, getting in really good shape. I can't wait till she plays golf again. She's going to hit it so much farther. And I'm just stepping out of the way so she can accomplish all these good things for herself.
There's got to be. Go ahead, Karen.
He's such a giver.
He's very supportive. He wants you to get, you know, all of that. It seems to me there's some pent-up energy about having the season stop and having nothing to... This is... How weird is this for the two of you to have no travel, no coverage, no next place to go, no flight plans, no packing? This is completely disruptive.
It is really different because we're so used to... living by the week. So it's the A&A week. It's the Lotte Championship week. It's the such and such. And they kind of roll, you know, 1 week rolls into the next. And our lives revolve around the travel that goes to it. So we've completely lost all track of time. We really don't, I mean, it's a real struggle for us to figure out that it's actually Saturday today. No idea really that we're, well, I suppose we're just coming into May now.
I think it's May.
Okay, we're now in May, and it's just very strange when you think about things like that. But in all fairness, we're used to coming home from being on the road, having maybe one night, maybe two nights as a bit of a luxury to be at home, and in those two nights, we normally have to get about 3 or 4 weeks worth of work done. So we all kind of cram everything in. Whereas now it's the complete role reversal. We've got all this time, and we've only got 2 days' worth of work. So spacing it out is a bit of an issue, really.
And then creating stuff. But we're both fully aware of how fortunate we are to be able to live where we do and enjoy as much as we can these rough times when so many other people are suffering. And I think part of the reason I started putting stuff on Twitter about it was just to create a little diversion for ourselves to keep our sanity, but also it seemed like others were enjoying it, and so we just played along with it and continue to provide a little diversion for those that might need, might not have it quite as nice as we do.
Yeah, well, it's working because it's a lot of fun seeing what you're doing. I'm still working, but I know the feeling. You know, I get to have that sense of a schedule. Not having a sense of a schedule, I live with the people who are like, what is it? Is it exactly? You know, is it Friday? Is it the weekend? It's all one long week, and it's hard. It's a hard mindset to get over. You have to create, you know, projects. You hear about all the people who are being very productive, like you are, and some people are like getting depressed, like, I don't have the energy anymore to do these things. So vicariously, we can feel like we're being very productive watching Karen and Jerry on Jerry Foltz GC, the Twitter page, and see all the things that they're doing, and that makes us feel better. But your guys, you know, it must have been kind of, you would have been going on the road June 11th with the LPGA starting up, and now Commissioner Mike Wan just released the new schedule, and even that is a little, you know, he's not saying this is not cut in stone, because it depends on the community, it depends on whether fans can be there, it depends on whether if they're not going to be there because the community can't do that, then will the sponsor be happy not having fans? And all, it's an interesting period for you folks. Tell us about how you're dealing with this.
Well, for us, I mean, we're very lucky. I mean, it's like we're just treading water until we're told to go and to actually start talking. I think Mike Wan has done a tremendous job in such a delicate balancing act that he's having to perform right now. I mean, he's literally having to juggle everybody. He's having to juggle players, sponsors, fans, media, the whole thing. And it has to be a very, very difficult spot for him. But he's always put the safety of the players and the volunteers and the people that run the tournament first and foremost in his thoughts. And I think that's crucially important, you know, in this time. And I think that he's been a really good leader for the tour and for people to look at in general.
Yeah, and keeping all five major championships on the schedule, really something to see. You're going to be on the road. You're going to be running from July 15th, if everything goes well, down to December for the CME Group Tour Championship. Jerry, are there enough things for Karen to do around the house and for you to bake until July?
Well, yeah, but unfortunately, I've kind of run out of original things now. Although we did come up, I was watching a Carnival Eats show the other day, one of my favorite shows, and we're going to have a sausage wrapped in bacon, covered in pancake on a stick, like a corn dog, deep fried, of course. So we're making those tomorrow.
Wow.
And I think she'll need to get out and find something to do in the yard to burn off those calories. Absolutely, yeah.
I'm sure we need a new rock garden somewhere.
Yes, and you'll be hauling those rocks, Jerry. I was also impressed with Mike Wan's decision to testing, critically said, to make sure that the staff, the caddies, the players, the volunteers, anyone competing or close to the competitors must being tested. That's an incredible commitment.
It's huge, and I think that he's well aware too that the country itself needs to be on top of testing as well before that happens too.
Yeah,
it's interesting. But again, it's all about balance, don't you think?
Yeah, it is, and there's so many issues that have to be addressed and resolved. Especially when you talk about the five majors still on the schedule, with the AIG Women's British Open and the Evian Championship both being overseas in Europe, that's going to be tough. We don't know where the travel bans are going to, when those are going to relax, and when that's going to be safe to do, and how many players are going to feel like it's safe to do it. Players and those that's living depends on being at those events, like us. We're planning right now, to be honest. We're planning on driving the entire domestic schedule. And it kind of goes nonstop. Occasionally we get a week off here, 2 weeks off there. But once they start up, if they do indeed start up in July, we'll be on the road maybe nonstop. We might even take Karen's RV on the road so we don't have to stay in hotels, just because Karen saw this coming early. We prepared for it early back in late January and February. And we just don't want to take any chances that are unnecessary if we don't have to right now.
I think that's really smart. I was reading on LPGA.com. There's an interview right now. You can read it. It's with Karen Stubbles and Jerry Foltz. We're talking with them now about how you found out about the end when everything just stopped. Tell us that story.
Well, I had been looking at the news really throughout January and seeing what a difficult spot China was in, and then travel started to stop, and then and it was, you know, the cruise liner in Japan, the Yokohama was having problems. And I started to think that travel was going to become more difficult for us too over here in this country, just the way things are spreading. I just, there's no way in this day and age that you could contain something like that efficiently and without it spreading everywhere. And I just felt like we needed to prepare for that. So Jerry and I put plans in place. I was working at the Players Championship, the PGA Tour Live. I had driven up there and I had worked on the Thursday. And we had always planned that he would drive up and we would drive from the Players over to Phoenix, which was when we were working for the LPGA that next week. We were going to be able to get in there by Wednesday and then start work quite comfortably by Thursday and go through the normal routine and drive. And we both felt very comfortable that if we could drive, everything would be, we would feel a lot safer than if we had to get on an airplane at that point. But that Thursday night after the first round of the Players, I was been talking to Jerry and you know, on FaceTime and just talking about how things had gone and everything else. And he said to me, well, why don't you just come on home now? I'm like, what do you mean come on home now? And he said, well, they've just cancelled the Players. He said, you can just jump in that car and come right on home. I'm like, okay.
Wow.
So I came home, and then after that, we realized that everything was going to be changing and that we weren't going to have to drive to Phoenix or go anywhere, basically. And so that really was how it happened. But we've always had this in our head that driving was going to be a good option. I mean, I quite like his company. He's all right in the car. He's a pretty safe driver. And he trusts me to drive his truck, too. So we'd be all right.
Well, anybody who can drive a John Deere as well as you are can drive a truck, right, Jerry?
Absolutely. She can drive all she wants. I'm totally fine. She's proven her capabilities over and over to me through the years of being able to handle anything, as anybody who knows her can attest.
Yeah. Jerry Foltz has covered the Olympics and set for now 2021. In June of 2021, it was interesting to hear Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe say that he felt the Olympics could be canceled if a vaccine isn't developed by then. So everything really in such flux, and you guys are handling it really, really well. I got to give you a shout out from Daniel Parker. He says, just a note to Karen Stubbles. I have to be honest, when you work in the main tower, Karen, I try to watch every round of an LPGA event. Not sure of what's going on at Golf Channel, but you really know all aspects of the game and make it easy for the viewer to understand how tough the game of golf is in a very understandable way. And Jerry Foltz, you are a consummate professional. You do a fantastic job on course, and you can tell he loves his job. I thought, wow, this guy really understands you too.
Well, that was lovely of him to say. I mean, we both really do love our jobs. Jerry's taught me everything I know. He's been fantastic, helping me along the way in this transition from player to now professional talker.
Yeah. I'm just glad I set up that anonymous Daniel Parker email account earlier and sent you that. That worked out great.
Yeah, Daniel's listening. I'm sure he's thrilled. Okay, let's go back to Players. Okay, you were talking about, Jerry, that now that she's been doing all this heavy work in the yard, that when she goes and plays again, she's going to be stronger. I was reading Golf Week with Beth Ann's story about Karen Stubbles and Jerry Foltz at the Senior LPGA Championship. So Karen's playing, Jerry is commentating, and he is following Karen. Jerry, what was that like? Let's start on Jerry's point of view. Tell us how you were feeling while this was, Karen wasn't having the best day.
That was awful. She was playing like crap. It was absolutely miserable. I never follow people that are playing poorly, and I had to follow her. I couldn't wait to get out of there. No, I'm just kidding. I was, you know how every parent will tell you it's so much tougher to watch from the sidelines, or every spouse will tell you that. It is. I mean, I was living and dying with each shot, trying my best to keep my commentary unbiased, even though she wasn't playing well. Obviously, for that field and that event, our viewers have a very high curiosity as to how she's doing and want to see her. So we were covering it as best we could. I was trying to be as impartial as I could, but it wasn't easy, especially when she was jacking four-footers.
And then, Karen, you were nervous when Jerry had to interview you at the very end of your round?
real. All of us. I mean, I've heard his, him do interviews many times, and I've watched him the process of do interviews too. And of course, I know the other side of it, doing them as well. And I'm like, gosh, I'm really nervous. I'm being interviewed by Jerry Fultz. No wonder all those players get nervous when they talk to him. In fact, Sae Young Kim used to call him Scary.
Scary Fultz.
Scary Fultz, because of when he would turn up to do an interview with her.
That's funny. But you also wrote for GTP, Karen, afterward, that even though you didn't play well, it rekindled a spark.
Yes, it made me realize that, you know, for the longest time, once I stopped playing competitively and moved away from it and started talking, that really there was no purpose to golf for me. Like, every shot went from meaning everything to meaning nothing. And I really struggled to find a way to enjoy the game and enjoy golf. And because it always felt like it was such a personal thing. Like, every good shot felt like a personal reward, and every bad shot felt like that a little gut punch. And it hurt sometimes, some of those poor rounds of golf that you would play. And so it was just, so getting back to playing again, it was with trepidation, really, because I didn't really want to put myself through some of that pain and some of that hurt that I had experienced throughout my playing career. But what I realized is that I could play poorly and still enjoy being out on the golf course. And I mean, that sounds a little hard to take, but I got more out of being there on the golf course, surrounded by friends and Jerry and you know, people that I work with too, that I wasn't expecting. I actually really had fun doing it, but I was also quite relieved when I finished.
You know, you're talking to you're talking to the weekend hacker, who really has to get a sense of satisfaction, love of the environment and the people they're with. Because if you go just for the recreation and the fun of walking a golf course and expect to do fabulously, you'll be miserable. And we go out, you know, I don't have time to practice. So I hope to do as well as possible. And so that's exactly what we do. You know, we go out, we enjoy what's around us. We look at the golf course. We love the people we're with. And, you know, if it's a bad shot, oh, well.
Yep. And there are small victories to be made within that, too. Like, every once in a while, you'll pull off the most amazing shot. You'll be like, wow, it's still there. And then the next shot, it's gone again. But that's like everybody who plays golf. Everybody has those little small victories that keeps bringing them back for more.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. That's what we...
Danielle, I got the chance to play yesterday with my son for the first time since all this, long before all this, maybe 3 or 4 months. And to get to your point, I knew that I wasn't going to play well, but obviously anytime you get to play with your son, it doesn't matter. But I think having gone through what we've gone through, to be able just to get back out on the golf course and do something that felt relatively normal and realize how big a part of my life golf truly is, it was probably the most enjoyable round of golf I may have ever had yesterday.
And I can well imagine. My son's far away. Anytime he's around, it's wonderful. Tell me, your son has accomplished something, and you were celebrating his accomplishment. Tell us about it.
Today is supposed to be his commencement ceremony from the University of Central Florida, majoring with a very nice grade point average in mechanical engineering. So he not only got his looks from his mother, but he got his brains from his mother, too. And unfortunately, we can't celebrate like normal people. But I just gave him a bag full of, not a bag full, a little bit of money so he could buy himself something nice. And it's really unfortunate to all the people graduating, the kids especially graduating high school, that they're not going to have those memories that all of us cherish throughout our lives from the graduation ceremonies and the parties and the festivities. But very proud. I'm proud. I can't express how proud I am of what he did and how he stuck to it and accomplished something that is so important to him. And now he starts the next phase of his life in pretty uncertain times, but he's already got a job and he's going to be off the payroll soon.
Wow. Okay. Everything's looking very, very good, and keeping, like you said, working hard, keeping out what you're doing and looking at your dream, going for your dreams, you know, and maybe sometimes having to adjust that dream. We can talk with Alex Ching a little while, where, you know, top golfer in Hawaii, playing hard on the PGA Latino America, playing hard on the PGA China, and then realizing this isn't making me happy anymore. And having to readjust, you know, it's now for phase two of my life. You just never know where you are at different phases. We know where Life with Karen and Jerry in Florida, you can vicariously enjoy their accomplishments, and you just follow Jerry Foltz, GC, on Twitter and enjoy it. Karen Stubbles, major championship winner, 2004 Women's British Open held at Sunningdale Golf Club in Berkshire, England, and of course, Golf Channel On Course Reporter. It's always fun seeing you in the booth when they're doing, you know, a live from or wherever you are, Karen. Your insight is fabulous, and it's just wonderful watching you get more and more comfortable bringing all of that you know out to us. And Jerry Foltz, you're always fabulous. Hey, on a Hawaii note, I understand, Karen, this was your first professional tournament you played here in Hawaii?
It was. It was the first time I had got into play in an LPGA event. I flew over to do a Monday qualifier. Didn't have much sleep, but managed to get in and couldn't quite believe it that I had finally made it. And Hawaii was my first one. That is correct.
That's wonderful.
Always been very special to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Jerry, missed you this year. We all, but we look forward to seeing you next year for the Lotte.
Yeah, that's I think my two annual trips to Hawaii that I missed this year. I think that's what I missed the most about what's going on, and I can't wait to get back there in January for the Tournament of Champions and for the Sony, and then of course for the Lotte in April.
Well, I look forward to seeing you. Hopefully, you'll sit at the desk with me and give me your insight. Always very, very valuable while listening to you talk about the different shots and how the player is performing or not, you know, and why. It's great. Thank you so much for your excellence in broadcasting. Thank you for all the work that you do bringing the courses and the players into our home. Karen Stubbles and Jerry Foltz.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Aloha. We're coming back, and there's something big that's going to be happening for the Chef's Garden, and it's being put together by the Golf Kitchen and Diana DeLucia, and it's inspired to have some of the world's top chefs and bringing menus into your living room. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
In response to the mayor's COVID-19 stay-at-home order that now includes golf courses, Bayview Golf Course is taking this time to make Bayview Golf Course even better. We're aerating the course, cleansing our new Top Tracer double-deck driving range, and getting ready for your return to the beauty and splendor of Bayview Golf Course, located on Kaneohe Bay Drive. You'll come back with Bayview Golf Course in even better condition. Until then, the best of health to you, your family, and friends. Bayview Golf Course, we're all in this together.
And we are open at Bayview. We're open for golf around the state. Makalei has a 940. Poipu Bay comes back on the 7th. Kiahuna's got a 10-12. Kapolei 836 and a 12-10. And, of course, Bayview has an 830, 920, a 10-08, and noon. And Maui Nui is sold out for the weekend. I tried to get in touch with Kahili, and I was on hold for a while. So Bayview is happening. Fabulous. And of course, we're still all playing by the rules. There's three pages of rules that these golf courses are playing to. And you need to do your part. For instance, don't take the flagstick out. You're not touching the flagstick. If you're playing on a course with bunkers, their rakes are taken away already. Keep that distance, the social distancing in place, and just follow instructions about the golf carts. we got to talk to you about COVID-19 ready Oahu extraction. If you're nervous about bringing people into your home, Oahu extraction is COVID-19 ready, and they are here to help you with your flooding or mitigation needs. If it floods, water or worse, you can always call Oahu extraction with a peace of mind that they are ready. They're protecting you from anything that they could be bringing in. Maybe the water doesn't flood in. Maybe it's trickled in and stayed, causing the mold. Oahu extraction, COVID-19 ready. Call. And they can, with their hydrometer, see what's growing in the walls. Call Oahu extraction, 330-6212.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Does your golf swing have a hitch in it? Want to learn the finer points to play better? Get the fun back in your game with coaching by Master PGA Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau, Director of Instruction at Wailea Golf Academy, a Golf Channel Academy. Claude, a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, you will improve immediately and get fast results. Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or email cbrousseau@waileagolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-856-9458. And have fun counting your birdies.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
All right. Farmer Lee Jones, Chef's Garden, chefsgarden.com, and it's chefs/garden.com. In Huron, Ohio, the Chef's Garden co-owner with his father and brother, Farmer Lee Jones, his father and brother co-own the Chef's Garden. Farmer Lee is a James Beard Foundation Who's Who in Food and Beverage Award recipient. He is an in-demand speaker and expert on sustainable agriculture. That's www.chef/garden.com. And you've met Golf Kitchen founder and CEO Diana DeLucia. She, of course, features chefs who work in the kitchens of the world's top private country clubs. Some have gardens, most don't, and many turn to Farmer Lee Jones and his family's The Chef's Garden in Ohio for the ultimate in the vegetables and edible fruit. Well, we're going to talk to him about it because it really threw me off. It's edible flowers. All right. It didn't even come to me. So let's bring them into the clubhouse. Welcome in Farmer Lee Jones. Are you there?
Hey, Danielle, it's Diana. I'm here.
Great, Diana.
How's everybody going?
We're doing really good and having a great time, of course, because golf is back in action. And I thought we had Farmer Lee on the phone. I think Rick is going to give him a call and see if we can't get him reconnected and see what happened. Golf Kitchen swings into action in support of the Chef's Garden. That is something that you came up with as a way to support the Chef's Garden and one of the most important, really, gardens or vegetable farms, greatest farms in America. Tell us how this came about.
Well, I had met Farmer Lee probably 15, 16 years ago in New York City when I was working in the fine dining publication Restaurant Insider. And I have been following his story for a really long time, and the last time the farm had some challenging times, it was the restaurant world that carried them through. But this time around, we don't have that, and my idea was maybe the private golf and country clubs that we all work with can help
continue the farm's production of its most amazing products that the Michelin star chefs have been using for decades.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful product. It's healthy. It's right now we all need vegan diets, plant-based diets, not necessarily vegan, sorry. And I think it's a really worthwhile cause to help the farm keep going during these times. And I really feel that the golf clubs and the country clubs have the membership power. They need to be healthy. They need to eat well. They can't go to the clubhouse right now. And they can also learn some fine dining skills of plating that some of our chefs are going to be showing via video. So you could have a beautiful meal at home and then learn how to plate like a fine dining chef.
Well, it's perfect, actually, because of the issues some of the meat industry is having with COVID-19, with coronavirus. There are a lot of them having to close or reduce, and we're seeing some shortages. So a plant-based recipe created by the best chefs in the golf world, in the private golf clubs, coming together and creating menus. And then those menus inspired by the chef's garden, and the chef's garden then hand-picking all of the produce, packing it in a box with the recipe that's been put together by, for instance, Liberty National Chef Sean Christopher Lewis. You know, and then the wine, which wine company is making its, giving the support behind all this too?
That would be Maria Bedrosian's estate, Domaine della Riviera in Sonoma County. She has paired three wines with the next three club recipes, and it's a pretty exciting time for Golf Kitchen, Chef's Garden, and Domaine de la Riviera. And Liberty National, of course, has been extremely supportive of this adventure, and I'm excited to get the video up and our news releases out there and get this show on the road.
Yeah, so that we can actually order and have them shipped. And the shipping is all included in the price, so it'll come to Hawaii, it'll go wherever you are, wherever you are listening right now, where you happen to be on the planet, you can support the Chef's Garden. They went through some really tough times. I remember I was talking to Farmer Lee Jones a couple years back, and he told us the story about the large corporations taking over all the farms and the land, and he needed to diversify because he could not compete with them. So he found his own niche, and that being the vegetables, the and the edible flowers, and all the things that he grows on the 300 plus acres, and not all of them in production. Half to three quarters, or sometimes, or one quarter is out of production. Just to bring it back, and sustainable farming is huge for Farmer Lee Jones. I was really looking forward to having the conversation with him about this. So when will this start?
We're hoping to get this off the ground mid-week next week, but we will send out a press release, a very detailed press release. We have a wonderful video from Liberty National chef Sean Christopher Lewis, and he has created the Liberty National farm salad, and he's got some sauerkraut in there as well, and a beautiful side dish, and you won't go hungry eating that meal, and you'll all stay you'll stay healthy and safe too.
That's perfect. And I just got a message that Farmer Lee will be calling in a few minutes, so why don't we take a quick break, and we'll come back and we'll have Diana DeLucia and Farmer Lee, because we want to know more about what plating is. For those of us who may not know what plating is, I think Farmer Lee is joining us. Let's take a real quick break. Come back when we're all together. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power. power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
And General Manager Eric Onodera and his crew have been working really hard. It looks beautiful. They've aerated the greens. They're repairing the tee boxes. This is all done and ready for you today. They returned the fairways. They're working on getting it all back to Bermuda, the way the course was originally. Verticutting, reseeding the driving range. Took, of course, the major hit. They completely put in new netting and the poles, so they're making that driving range green again. Of course, the driving range is outfitted with Top Tracer. They're doing everything. They're cleaning everything every 2 hours. That's the longest, making sure everything's wiped down. And just make sure that you have a good time, but follow all the social distancing rules. There are 3 pages of rules that these golf courses have to follow to be open right now and to stay open. We don't want them to close again, so follow the rules.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
Farmer Lee Jones, Chef's Garden. It's chefs-garden.com. And the Chef's Garden, he is co-owner with his father and brother, a James Beard Foundation Who's Who in Food and Beverage Award recipient. He is an in-demand speaker, expert on sustainable agriculture. And we've been talking with Diana DeLucia about Golf Kitchen's swings into action in support of Chef's Garden. Welcome into the clubhouse, Farmer Lee.
Hey, thank you so much for having me today.
Absolutely. Love talking with you. Just all the things that you do to create this beautiful, what is it, approximately 300 acres garden vegetable farm?
Right. And that may sound like a lot of acres, but we're actually a small farm compared to our neighbors that are farming 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 10,000 acres. So it may sound like a lot of acreage, but it's really pretty small in comparison.
So you're a small farm like you were over 30 years ago when things started getting larger, these larger farms, and competition was difficult, and you found this niche of vegetable, produce, herbs, microgreens, edible flowers. I want to ask you about edible flowers. What are edible flowers?
Okay.
What flowers can I eat?
Yeah, they go back thousands of years. You can eat a pansy, you can eat a violet, or a Johnny Jump Up, or a nasturtium. There are hundreds of edible varieties. Really, I would caution against like buying them at a nursery or something and not knowing what they have been sprayed with. Obviously, we don't put any chemicals on these. But a lot of the flowers are edible, and we eat with our eyes, so it's always fun to be able to have an edible flower included on a salad or floating in a soup or in a cocktail or however you want to use it, but it brightens your day. And they, some of them, in fact, the nasturtium is in the radish family. It gives you a nice spicy taste to it and can really add to the dish.
Wow. Well, you are known as a pioneer in sustainable agricultural in the movement. How did you get into that? What brought that to the forefront of your mind?
Well, being a pioneer maybe means that we were the ones that made the most mistakes. So No, we lost the family farm when I was 19 years old. We were farming chemically and commercially, high volume, low margin, and they auctioned everything off right down to my mother's car and our house, and we started over, and we met a European-influenced chef, and she had trained over in France, and she approached us. We were at a farmer's market, and she said, grow for the flavor. Grow without chemical. Grow for the selection that will produce the best flavor rather than the tons per acre, and I believe that there will be enough chefs that will support you. And we were so desperate for a way to be able to survive in agriculture, we grabbed around both of her ankles, and we wouldn't let her go, and we said, teach us. And she introduced us to Jean-Louis Paladin, and who came over from Europe and was at the Watergate Hotel in D.C. And then, of course, she introduced us to Daniel Ballou, who was at Danielle in New York, and Alain Ducasse, and Ritz-Carlton's, and Four Seasons, and St. Regis's. And it's been an amazing journey over the last 37 years, and chefs have continued to teach us. And in a lot of cases, our agricultural practices are going back. We have a saying, my dad says that, the only thing we're trying to do is get as good as the farmers were 100 years ago. And if you think about that, it was pre-chemical, it was pre-synthetic fertilizer. It was rotating the land and rebuilding the soil naturally rather than chemically. And it works.
And you hand-pick everything. When somebody orders, people, you can buy, you can go. There's lots of different boxes. For instance, there's the chef's garden vegetables, hand-harvested and picked. For a Mother's Day box, there's the best of season box. One of my favorites was the anti-aging mix. And people can go online and you can order these beautiful vegetables, hand-picked and growing with no chemicals at all in the chef's garden, and they'll send them to you. The shipping is included, so it's just the price of the vegetables. They put it all together. You just order it and it comes to you. I was really astounded looking at everything on your website, in particular when it notes that the Chef's Garden employs traditional farming methods combined with the innovative technology to stay on the leading edge of the produce business. And I couldn't help but think, what are the innovative technologies that you're already so innovative? Wow, you're going further?
We are. It kind of just, we're almost two directions. We're two worlds kind of collide. In many ways, we're going back. Out of the 300 acres, two-thirds of that in any one year is sitting fallow. And you can go back to biblical times in the Old Testament, and it says, harvest fruit for 6 years. On the seventh year, let the fruit fall to the ground, and it composted, and you let the land rest. Today, in commercial production, there's a rotation, but it's between corn, wheat, and beans, and the land never gets to rest. Today, what we do, and this is what's really cool, and it's our personal belief that God designed a system far superior to anything we could fake out chemically or synthetically. So we have a laboratory that we put in, and, you know, I think everybody at this point understands that we're moving towards, and we have to move towards, plant-based, plant-forward future for sustainability. But we're not really looking at the integrity of the plants. A lot of the things, the way they're being grown for the tons per acre, don't really have much nutritional value. So we're doing soil tests. We test the soil, just like if you were to go in and have your blood work drawn and you find that you're high in iron, low in iron, high in calcium, low in calcium. And we have all of these different machines. In fact, some of it came from the forensic world, where we're measuring nutrient and nutrient density. But we'll also measure the soil, find out what it's deficient in. And what's really cool is that different types of plants will harvest different types of energy from the sun. So we find out what the soil is deficient. Two-thirds of that acreage is planted in clover or vetch or buckwheat or rye or barley or even oats. And those plants harvest the sun's energy. And they come down through the stem, into the roots, into the soil, and rebuild the soil. And then the next year, when we plant the turnip or the beet or the carrot or the radish or the spinach or the tomatoes, it picks that back up. And it goes into the plant, and then when we eat it, it builds our immune system. It's much like Eastern culture of medicine. Get the body in balance to defend against the disease in the first place. Western culture is, once you get sick, they give you a medicine to get rid of the disease. It's really kind of a proactive, preemptive way. Healthy soil, healthy vegetables, healthy people. And we're using some of the most advanced technology that we can find and afford to be able to measure the cause and effects of what we're doing. So it's going back and using practices and principles that our grandfathers or great-grandfathers did, but then using technology to be able to measure the effects.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing.
It is amazing. It is amazing. Another word that I don't understand when I'm reading, regeneratively farmed.
Right. Well, you know, sustainable seems to have been the hot buzzword for the last 5 years. Sustain means that you're sustaining, that you're hanging in there, that you're able to keep going. Regenerative kind of suggests that we're rebuilding. And that's kind of the new buzzword, and I think that it really more lends more towards the way that we're trying to farm. Rather than just being sustainable, rather than just hanging on, we're regenerative. We're rebuilding that soil so that it's, you know, there used to be an old saying that the goal of the farmer was to leave the land in better condition for future generations than when you started with it. And unfortunately, a lot of the land has been just farmed and farmed and farmed, so it's, unless it has chemical and synthetic inputs, it won't produce anything. It's just really, really worn out. So we're trying to regenerate or be regenerative in all of that we do. We have greenhouses where we grow things in the wintertime. We have a neighbor that has popcorn. And as a byproduct of popcorn, he has hundreds of tons of corn cobs. Well, he was paying to haul those away to get rid of them because they were a waste product. We now give our neighbor $26 a ton to deliver them less than a mile. And we use that to heat boilers, and we run 1 million foot of tubing through the soil. And it's basically you're heating the soil from the hot water generated from the heat of the corn cobs. So it's a renewable energy rather than using fossil fuels. Everything that we can do to protect the environment, protect the people, and create a healthier environment and leave the land in better condition for future generations. This is what our life's work is about.
Wow. Now, all of this makes me wonder, do people come to study under what you're doing, to learn from you?
Well, you know, we learn from each other. We're not rocket scientists. My dad has a saying that we have to continue to make mistakes at a faster rate than the competition. And he says we do mistakes really well, too. So, we're all learning. And, you know, he says we may have the first foot of the first mile figured out. But we do. We built, with the help of chefs from around the country, Thomas Keller, Charlie Trotter, God rest his soul, Danielle Ballou, Alain Ducasse, John George von Richten, all mentors to me, helped us build a facility called the Culinary Vegetable Institute. And it's now, 20 years old. I can't believe it. It seems like it was 3 years ago. We started right about 2 weeks after 9/11 to build it. And it's a facility where it's a campus, and chefs can stay right on site. And they come. We have chefs that come and do internships or stages. And we have corporations that will come and do 3-day events there where they're cooked together. They get out in the fields. We share knowledge and learn from each other.
What is the name of that again?
It's the Culinary Vegetable Institute, and it's right on the property of the farm.
Wow.
At the chef's garden.
Wow. I'm glad I asked that question. So here is Golf Kitchen swinging into action, and it's Golf Kitchen swings into action in support of the chef's garden. Each week, a different private country club chef will curate a one-of-a-kind plant-based recipe inspired by the chef's garden vegetables. Are you presenting, like, this is what's most ready to be harvested? Or it sounds to me like everything you've got in the ground would be ready to harvest whenever you want it.
Well, no, and, you know, we think that Mother Nature provides such a natural rhythm to what we should consume. And I think seasonal sensitivity is really important, and I think people are, perhaps with this COVID, more aware, more concerned, more savvy about where food is coming from, who's growing it, is there somebody conscientious growing it. And we're super excited to be networking with these folks. You know, for 37 years, we've been directly shipping only to restaurants. This is a pivot for us, and we're going to be providing the product available to individuals at homes, that the same great products that we've been selling to the best chefs in the world to now are going to be able to send us. It's not only great flavored, but I believe it is some of the most nutritious, healthy food that you can consume. And we're trying to create boxes, and there's tons of research done on certain vegetables or certain groups of vegetables will help build immune systems. And so to be able to network up with the golf club group and the chefs were super, super excited about this.
Yeah, that's why, you know, I was anti-aging mix makes a lot of us super, super excited when we think about playing golf and getting better at it. The plant-based dinner box comes complete with a recipe and fine plating instructions, and will be sent to you. And then you can create your fine dining experience the evening in the home and decorate that plate just the way, or follow along what they would do. Let's bring in Diana. Diana, fine the plating. Tell us about the video that you've made.
Well, one of the ideas that we were talking about with the chefs and with Chef's Garden as well was, you know, a lot of people sitting at home, they don't know how to plate things really nicely. So we thought, well, if I have to stay home and I'm with my family or my husband or partner, you know, we can create this magical recipe together with the most amazing products and sit down and enjoy a bottle of Domaine de la Riviera from Maria Bedrosian and really enjoy a fine dining experience at home and stay healthy and fit and, you know, really enjoy what the Chef's Garden is all about, and that is a hardworking farm that is very passionate about everything they do, and every bit of produce you get is worth every cent that you would. You can't even imagine it until you have a box in your hands. You really need to experience the Chef's Garden product to understand, but once you have had it, it's very difficult to go back.
Yes, when you've tasted a tomato that's actually ripened on the vine, there is nothing quite like that tomato. You can't taste the taste anymore when you buy them in the grocery stores so many times. Now, so the recipes are paired with the Domaine de la Riviere wine, and each recipe is created by one of the great chefs from the great private country clubs in for instance, Liberty National. I mean, Liberty National is one of the beautiful golf courses in the world, and it's created on a reclaimed land. Talk about trying to, you know, bring the earth back in an area between New Jersey and New York. You see the Statue of Liberty. You've seen it on television when the PGA Tours played there. Liberty National chef is Sean Christopher Lewis. He's the first. He'll be on next week to talk about his recipe. I'm looking forward to his recipe, how he was inspired, by Farmer Lee Jones and the vegetables that are available to him for this particular box. And then the box, if you order it, and Diana, of course, is going to let us know as soon as possible how we can do that. You order it, the Swings into Action boxes will then go to, of course, support Farmer Lee Jones and keep his farm making its way. We have a lot of local farms that we're, of course, always trying to go and support because they grow the produce in Hawaii that we can get in our stores or the farmers markets. And farmers markets, I'm not even sure. I haven't heard of a farmers market being open because of the social distancing. But there are ways that you can also buy direct from your farmers and help support them. So we're supporting our farmers, and in this case, the Chef's Garden, making such incredible strides toward creating not just a sustainable, but a regenerative and taking care of the soil. And that's something that we can really relate to here in Hawaii, where we care so much about our earth and our islands. So it's great. This is a wonderful thing. And I really appreciate the time you've given, Diana, to making this come to pass. Your ideas are wonderful. And Farmer Lee Jones, you probably are a chef at this point. Do you cook?
I cook, but I'm a better eater than a cook. Diana, thank you so much for supporting all family farms. And, you know, this is a really difficult time for farms. And we're just so grateful for Diana's efforts to help save our farm and for Chef Sean. It's so exciting to think about this elite group of chefs. I mean, these guys are some of the best in the world, and for them to be able to put these recipes together with our product to provide to people. You know, sometimes it takes some sort of a catastrophe for something amazing to happen, and this is, I am just so excited about this opportunity to work with this elite group of chefs putting these recipes together.
Yeah, it is. It's really fantastic. And the plating, you know, so you'll be able to really, plating is arranging the food once it's done on, you see that. It's like an art, and you take pictures of it, and you'll be able to share all of the pictures of the work that you've created with the help of Chef Chef Lewis. I'm just going to call him Chef Lewis right now. And Farmer Lee Jones. Having all of this put together with the help of course, the wine. Everybody enjoys having a wine to be paired with the food you're having. Or if you don't drink, no wine. It's not necessary. It's not necessary at all. A plant-based dinner box complete with recipe, fine plating instructions, and there will be a video. When is the video going to come out?
The video will come out when we send our press release. Hopefully, we're targeting mid-next week. Lee?
I think that's correct, yes.
Mid-next week, it'll be great. Golf Kitchen, yes.
You'll see those plating instructions on the video that Sean has created for Liberty National's recipe, and it's a gorgeous, gorgeous plating, and you will not go hungry.
That's wonderful. Farmer Lee Jones, Chef's Garden, the Chef's Garden, chefsgarden.com, and there's a slash between chefs-garden.com, and you can have vegetables sent to you now. And, of course, our wonderful friend Diana DeLucia, Golf Kitchen, and her beautiful magazine is featuring who on the cover?
Chef Sean Christopher Lewis.
Yes.
Liberty National. It's a great story, too.
It is a great story, and you can see it digitally right now. The magazine is not out yet in its paper form. It's coming, though, but you can see it in digital version at golfkitchen.com. Thank you, Farmer Lee Jones, for being on the show.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks for having us. And, Diana, thank you so much for all your efforts.
Diana DeLucia. Yes, thank you for being on the show.
Aloha, thank you.
And we'll be back after this. We have a young man who's transitioned very successfully from the professional world of golf to financial services. That's Alex Ching. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction. The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction.
Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And, you know, we're waiting for wonderful Alex Ching to call in. And it's a really beautiful day to play a round of golf. And if you can get out, Bayview Golf Course, of course, a super value with all the work that's been done, aerating the greens, repairing the tee boxes, and starting getting the fairways back to the Bermuda grass that they were created, verticutting and reseeding of the driving range. So get out to Bayview. They've got some tee times, and I'll have those for you in just a minute. I first wanted eligibility for the PGA Tour. So much is going on. I often wonder, how can you have a FedEx Cup championship? How can you have a FedEx Cup championship when so many tournaments are not being played? And the Ryder Cup, the question of how are you going to determine who can be on the Ryder Cup? Most of our top players are below the 125 ranking. At this, you know, really, seriously. I mean, it's funny when you see it. If everything stopped, and they just did it by the way the old rules, old like in last year, those rules were played. Most like a lot of our guys would be not playing. And so Brooks Koepka, for one. So the players starting 2019-2020 who had status keep their status at the end of the season, even if they're outside the top 125. So that's very unusual. That doesn't normally happen. There will be no Korn Ferry Tour graduates. The top 10 of the Korn Ferry Tour will be allowed to play on the PGA Tour via limited tour status in the 2020-2021 season. So they're trying to make adjustments, knowing that they haven't played, you know, by the time they start again in June, assuming that the PGA Tour will be able to play June 11th, if the community that they're playing in is ready to host a PGA Tour event. And that means, of course, ready to field the volunteers necessary to put together a, without them, you can't have a PGA Tour event. It'd be financially impossible. So the volunteers really make it happen. Will there be enough volunteers who want to come together and put it all together? So those are all the questions that'll be coming up. Meantime, there's something for the Century Tournament of Champions. Because we have had precious few champions, how are we going to have a 2021 Century Tournament of Champions? Well, all 30 players who make it to the Tour Championship, they will qualify for the 2021 Century Tournament of Champions. So that's very cool, getting those 30 top players who make it to the Tour Championship for the FedEx Cup playoffs. They'll come to the 2021 Century Tournament of Champions. And by the way, and this is something I think Alex Ching might like to hear, Monday qualifying on the PGA Tour will continue, but spots will be reduced from 4 to 2. Now let's bring him in. Alex Ching. Alex Ching is a registered representative of Westpac Strategy Partners, Westpac Wealth Partners. He's a financial planner. He was a professional golfer. That's why his name probably rings so familiar to us in Hawaii. Alex Ching, professional golfer after playing for UC San Diego and, of course, Punahou. He played on the PGA Tour expansion tours, that is the Latino America, the PGA Tour China from 2012 to 2015, both tours under the PGA Tour wing to grow the game. And that was at a time when it was very exciting because they were looking forward to getting into the Olympics. The following year, of course, would have been the Olympics, the first time in 100 years. It was an exciting, hopeful time for the global game of golf. In 2008, Alex Ching, high school state champion, team and individual, 2008 Amateur of the Year, and then went on to the University of San Diego, three-time All-American, 11-time Division I collegiate golf winner, ranked third amongst the amateurs in the world. And by the way, he shot a 59. He doesn't have that on his bio. At Oahu Country Club, he shot a 59. Alex Ching. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, Danielle, how's it going?
It's going good. Now, the fact that you don't mention that 59 at Oahu Country Club kind of surprised me. What was that like?
Oh, that was incredible. I think that would have been, the purest form of golf that I've ever played. I happened to just be playing with my dad and another friend of his at Oahu Country Club. Nothing was on the line. I guess besides my dad's group's Saturday morning money, but besides that, there was really nothing on the line, and it was just going out and trying to play the best golf that I could. And one of the things that wasn't mentioned in the article that came out in the Star Advertiser, but my dad actually played really well that day as well, and I had to make a putt on the last hole to beat him by one up. So clearly there's maybe a little flaw in the handicap system, or he's been playing really good golf, either way.
Wow, that's amazing. Congratulations, Dad. What a day. So Alex took a swing at playing professional golf before finding his calling in financial services, and he works with Westpac Wealth Partners, helping people make smart financial decisions. Alex, I got to ask you, Ann Miller wrote a great article about you in the Star Advertiser, but tell us how you went from, I mean, you were on the PGA Tour Latino America, you were on the PGA Tour China, you were working hard, you had such an incredible resume of golf, and working your way into, maybe a Corn Ferry Tour, working your way toward the PGA Tour, a dream. What changed?
Sure. So I think, something that a lot of people don't realize is how lonely the tour is and how much of a struggle it is to get to the PGA Tour. Coming off a pretty good collegiate career, I had very high expectations for myself upon turning professional. I had my childhood dream of signing with TaylorMade and Adidas. I was fortunate enough to sign a sponsorship with Outrigger. But when I was traveling all over the world playing golf, it doesn't sound as glamorous as it is. It's, going from hotel to airport to golf course, trying to compete with, the best in the world who are also trying to get to the next stage of golf as well. And I think it just wore on me a little bit. There was a few mental battles that I had to go through, but it was just a tough journey, and I just got burnt out from playing, I think.
Yeah, in the article you said that it wasn't making you happy anymore.
Yeah, so golf to me always made me happy. It was something that I learned from a young age to go out, play golf, and it was kind of my meditation or my place away from the world. And it turned into a job for me, where I was trying to make cuts to make money to pay for expenses the previous week, and it was more of a struggle to accomplish it financially, I think. And it turned away from me hitting shots and the pure joy of golf, and so that's another reason why I had to take a few steps away from it.
Yeah, it's the rut of having a job and having to perform on a golf course where nothing is, you can kind of walk out of the door, go to your job and know that you're going to go walk in, sit at a desk, you're going to be talking with, yep. it's something that you can kind of plan.
Exactly.
Right? And in a golf ball, you can't count on that golf ball to do what you just told it to do. It could hit something. It could go off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you really don't know, I think, where you're going to go too. I was in on the PGA Tour Latin America, and I played a tournament in Colombia, and I happened to play well, and I wasn't at this time not fully on the Latin America tour. I had just played off an exemption, because it was the first year of the tour, and I played well enough to finish in the top 20, and I had the opportunity to go to Argentina and leave that night. And so I had to make a decision within an hour whether or not I was booking a flight to Argentina or if I was coming back to the States. And so I think the uncertainty was another thing that just kind of up in the air, that, you know, you don't really know where you're going to go, let alone trying to figure out where the little white ball is going to go. And, you know, hard enough to figure out where you're going to go.
Yes, flying on by the seat of your pants. We are
exactly
right. We are KPUA Hilo, K O R L Y N I Honolulu, K O N I Lanai City, K T O H Kalaheo. So you moved out of your dream career, you know, the path that you had thought was what you wanted to do. And then how did you get into financial services?
Sure. So it's something that, you know, it has always been interesting to me. My father and I actually spend quite a bit of time chatting about it since high school. And funny enough, we always had a call on Sunday night to discuss what happened in the stock market, what happens in the economy. And it was something that was just kind of our way of chatting about the week. And, you know, upon leaving golf, it sounded like something that would interest me. I really enjoy talking to people. I enjoy learning more about people. And so it really fit hand in hand together. And it's been a good few years of doing it so far.
Yeah, well, it was great how your business partner, Spencer Dung, gifted athlete, right, majored in economics.
Yep.
He said in the interview with Ann Miller that he knew you'd be a good financial advisor because as former athletes, we know trials, but we also know how to be winners. So tell me how that works in the financial world.
Sure. So, you know, it's just a matter of sticking your head down and working as hard as you can to accomplish something. Very similar to anything, you know. It's very similar to golf in the sense that, you know, you're building your own business. And Spencer and I have been able to really move forward and build up our business here in Hawaii. You know, we both started in San Diego and just transitioned back to Hawaii last year. And so, you know, very similar to any sport where, you know, you're taking it on for the first time. It's fun and it's exciting and there's challenges, but there's also successes. So, you know, it's very similar to athletics and it's been a good transition.
Great. I got to ask you, you know, I think Alex Ching and Spencer Dung, you guys are co-owners?
No. So we're employees within Westpac, Wealth Partners. Spencer Dung is a managing director. But actually, Westpac was started here in Hawaii in 2007 by former athletes.
Oh.
Yep. So Vladimir Sosik, who is our managing partner, was actually a national champion tennis player for BYU and an incredible tennis player after that. You know, they started the firm in 2007, and it's been very successful since.
Wow. Okay. You were a successful tennis player.
I was okay. I was not up to his standards of tennis, but I played a little bit back in high school. Yeah,
I can imagine you guys going on a retreat, you know, and setting up the tennis. Who's up for tennis? Who's up for golf? Who's going to do this? Who's
exactly?
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. Do you play like in business? We talk about sure. the success of playing golf with people and how you get to know them, and that's a good business tool. Not doing business mm-hmm. on the course, but just, right?
Yeah, so I think golf is a great way to meet people. You know, I think Arnold Palmer actually said it, that one round of golf is better than, you know, a meeting a day throughout the entire year or something along those lines. And
right.
And I really agree with that because, you know, you get to know somebody so well on the golf course. You know, if they play fair, if they are enjoyable to play with, you know, what their attitude is towards, you know, golf in general, but also you know, how much they love the game. And I think it's a great way to meet people, but also see the true character of people as well.
Mm, isn't that the truth? So now you're, you know, you're figuring out your dreams, but you're helping other people decide what's best for their future, like what they want to do in the future and how wealthy they want to be.
Yeah, I guess so. It's, you know, financial planning as a whole is taking a look at a number of different items because, you know, anything can change throughout someone's life, right? I mean, we're going through a difficult time right now, and unfortunately, you know, people have been laid off and yeah. so forth. So, you know, we've had to make adjustments. You have to be able to, you know, have, you know, your finances in order so that you can prepare for times like these, but also be able to prepare for the fun times as well. Preparing for those vacations, retirement, you know, home purchases. I mean, those are kind of the things that are a little bit more exciting than what we're currently going through now.
Yeah. So you kind of give people an idea when you sit down with them about, okay, so tell me what you want to do. Do you want to buy a house? Do you want to get an apartment? Do you want to take trips? This is what you're going to need to accomplish those goals?
Exactly, yeah. It's really about protecting risk. While also being able to accomplish their dreams in the future. So, you know, everybody's different. Everybody needs a different type of plan. And their plans change throughout their lives. So it's not something that's completely set in stone. It's something that will constantly be changing with them. You know, a new child, you know, paying for college, you know, preparing for the unexpected. Those are all things that we take into account to make sure that we're making the best financial decision for our clients.
This is really a skeptic. I have children. I have a grandchild. But how much does a child cost when you say, I'm going to have a child? What kind of an investment?
Well, they're supposed to be priceless, right?
Yeah. yes, and?
yeah, but, you know, a child can cost a lot of money. Mm-hmm. You know, I think... I read somewhere that it's almost $200,000 from, you know, start to 18 years old. Now, that's not taking into account, you know, high school education and whatnot. You know, we live in Hawaii and, you know, Punahou, for example, is, you know, $25,000 a year. So it's it can be quite costly. But, you know, as a parent, I'm sure you've gone through this, is you do anything for your kids and make it the best possible life for them.
Yes, yes. It's always good to know what it takes to do everything for them.
Exactly, right?
Yeah, I think that's why, you know, this is Alex Ching, Registered Representative, Westpac Strategy Partners, Westpac Wealth Partners. When you say a registered representative, what does that mean? What does that entail?
Sure. So we can, we have the ability to help our clients with insurance products, and investments as well. We take a look under the hood for everything under the sun for a financial plan. But those are the two areas that we help our clients with, investments as well as insurance. However, we're also able to connect our clients with other professionals in their lives as well. For instance, a CPA, a realtor, mortgage broker, that sort. So those are, as a registered representative, I can handle investments as well as insurance, but it's not where our work stops.
Yes. So, yes, you have an umbrella of people that you can reach out to or send people to. Do you tell your clients right now not to look at the statements coming in?
It's definitely a volatile time in the stock market right now.
Yes.
But, you know, the Fed is doing everything they can to keep this economy pumping. So we're hoping that we can see a light at the end of the tunnel shortly.
Yeah, you know, and for all things considered, the stock market seems to think in a lot. I mean, sure, it went down 600, but then, you know, the next week it'll go up 1,000 and make up. Mm-hmm. It seems to be in its own little world. You know, there's a lot of money that's parked in the United States within the stock market, and that doesn't not going to change. So you just have to ride with it. You just roll with it, and that's just the way it is. When we worry about the thing that gets me is when we worry about the stocks going up and down. You got to remember the stocks go. let's say, go down, and then the brokers sell because, you know, however which way it's going, every time they make a move, the broker makes money. So a lot of it is, you know, what is being generated on behalf of the client, but also for the broker. So they're going to make decisions for their client up and down. It doesn't necessarily mean anything about the value of anything in its pure form. It's just an interesting game that's played, and we just can't pay too much attention to it. Otherwise, we'll go crazy. And that's why you don't look at your statements, because when it's all said and done, everything will come back up and everything will be fine. There you go.
Yeah, there's just a little bit too much uncertainty in the market right now. And you know, the biggest thing that you can control is the amount of risk that you're willing to take, and also the amount of cost that you're willing to spend, like you mentioned, right? So, you know, our philosophy along investments is long term. So, you know, riding out market cycles like this is really important, and making sure we're not, you know, selling on emotion. Money is a very emotional thing. So, you know, you have to make sure that you're you know, invested as your, you know, the principles that you put in place and have a strong philosophy around it. So, yeah, I definitely agree.
Yeah. Selling, that would be like, no, don't don't go there, because next thing you know, it'll be right back up higher than what you had. It's a real pleasure talking. This is Alex Cheng, and he's registered representative, Westpac Strategy Partners, Westpac Wealth Partners. Alex Cheng, so good to have you on the show.
Thank you very much for having me, Danielle.
Absolutely. And one final question. Are you still playing golf professionally? Like, you know, or do you want to become an amateur? Do you want to give up your professional status?
Yeah, so I've got that question a lot, and I'm not sure yet. I still enjoy playing for money. Weirdly enough, I know I mentioned a little bit earlier that, you know, it wasn't something that was fun to me, but I enjoy the competition. I enjoy tournaments. So right now, I still have my professional status, and I play a few tournaments here in Hawaii throughout the year. And maybe a couple on the mainland. But, yeah, for right now, I'm going to keep my professional status. I enjoy playing, you know, competitively and playing for money. And but I think that might change, you know, as the years go on. There could be a chance where I go back to amateur status and try my route that way.
So, yeah. Well, see. Yeah, Monday qualifying on the PGA Tour is continuing, but the spots are...
I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that. I think, you know, that's another thing that is just a little bit tough, is that, you know, you can go out to a Monday qualifier when there were four spots, you would shoot 65 and you would miss by three shots, you know? So it's a tough game, but I'm glad to see that the PGA Tour is going to be up and running. I think everybody needs some sports in their lives.
Absolutely. We need sports in our lives. Alex Cheng, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha. We're going to thank the people who make this show possible. Without their support, we couldn't do it. Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water or worse, call Oahu Extraction. Or maybe, you know, the water just kind of came in without you knowing. Yeah, it can happen. And it trickled in, you know, it stayed. It found a little spot. And it causes mold, mushrooms even. Oahu Extraction, they are COVID-19 ready to handle your burst water pipes, you know, the heavy rain that could come in or worse. But they're also ready to handle those kinds of situations where you don't know, but you kind of smell something funky and you want to know what in the world that could possibly be. Call Oahu Extraction, because they have the hydrometer. They can see inside the walls. Their number is 330-6212. Aloha Power Equipment has what you need at their Waipahu and Sand Island stores. Get the Honda EU 2200 generator for $999 and get an extended warranty for $99. What a deal! The best deals on the Honda EU 2200, plus everything you need to weed it, whack it, mow it, and blow it. That's Aloha Power Equipment and your Honda Superstore. Bayview Golf Course, beautiful Kaneohe, Hawaii's best value in golf. golf, double deck driving range, top tracer at each station. You go bang some balls, okay? At no extra cost is that top tracer. You can even compete against your friends. It is open now. COVID-19 precautions in place, including fewer tee times, okay, for social distancing, deep cart cleaning, and with all of the COVID-19 precautions as directed by the PGA of America, 3 pages long. Challenge your friends in the virtual mode. Have fun at Bayview Golf Course, BayviewHawaii.com, or call them at 247-0451 and just go out and have a good time. There's a 9:20, 10:08, and noon there. Couple A has a 12:10. You know, it's going to be fun today on the golf course. Beautiful weather. It's going to be sunny. Isolated showers, very isolated. Going to be kind of hot, but at least we've got those trade winds and they're blowing a little out of the northeast, 15 to 25. Thank you for your mana. My name is Danielle Tucker and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2020.